Hey, this is Kate Vidalich from FatLossAccelerators.com, and welcome to today's awesome call. Now, I'm really excited for this one because I have a super cool chick on the line. I've got FitPro Serena Bernal from SerenaBernal.com, very original, here with us today. Hey, Serena. Thanks for
Hey, Kate, what's going on, girl?
Just hanging out down here in New York, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Now, I've been reading your blog for ages, so I know how awesome you are and all this cool stuff about you, but how about I get you to do a proper intro so I don't miss anything out and don't make any mistakes?
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for inviting me to this interview. I think it's awesome to talk to other fit pros. A lot of times we get stuck online scoping each other out on Facebook that we never actually get a chance to talk. So this is really cool. I appreciate you reaching out. Well, like you said, I'm a fitness professional and a nutrition coach. I live in Boston, Mass. And I also run an online nutrition and I guess lifestyle coaching business, which I do through my website, which you mentioned is SerenaBernal.com. And, you know, a little bit about fitness. I've been training in the fitness industry pretty much since I got out of college, and I graduated from UNH, University of New Hampshire, in 2004 and got my bachelor's in kinesiology. And even though I studied kinesiology and exercise science, I didn't necessarily want to be a trainer. It actually wasn't anywhere on my radar. And finished, graduated from college, and actually did an internship at a hospital and realized I did not like working in the hospital.
That's so interesting. I started the same way, and I was in an exercise rehab hospital. I'm like,
This is not where I want to be. Yeah, I was working in the cardiology department, and I was just like, man, this kind of sucks. At least for me, it didn't suit my personality. And so after that, I just was kind of stuck and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And at the time, I was just working out at a gym. And when I was in college, I rode on the crew team. So I ended up just doing a lot of the same workouts on my own that we would do during practice with rowing. And one of the trainers there had been watching the workouts that I was doing and pretty much offered me a job as a trainer on the spot and just started training at this small local gym in New Hampshire. And just did very well, very quickly. It caught on really easily for me, and I just loved it. I totally fell in love with training. Wasn't expecting it to happen, but, you know, 10 years later, here I am. And so, you know, just over the course of my career, gone through management positions and training positions, moved down to Boston about 3 years ago, and was training here in the city, and then more recently, about a year and a half ago, I started doing my own nutrition coaching, and that business picked up really quickly, and then I brought it online, and that picked it up even more. And so now I'm pretty much just running my own show here in Boston. I do a lot of online training and virtual nutrition coaching, but I still coach clients and train clients mainly in-home, because I don't have a gym or a studio that I work out of. And I teach some Pilates classes around the city at various yoga studios, which is cool and kind of keeps me in the game. And that's kind of what I've been up to, my evolution of my career in a nutshell. So a lot of my focus now, as I was saying, has been online, and it's really cool because you can, you know, meet some awesome people like yourself.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the coolest thing about being online is you can reach people all over the world.
All over the place.
Exactly. Even people from all over the world in different cities and places, and it gives a great reach of sharing your message.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your training and nutrition philosophy? What's it kind of based around?
Well, I guess if I were to give it a tagline, I would say that I believe that anything in life is possible if you're strong in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. And it took me a while to kind of formulate that idea and that concept, because I strongly believe that the health of an individual takes into account all aspects and facets of someone's life, not just what they're doing in the gym, not just what they're eating, but things as deep as what you're thinking, your emotions, things that have that are happening in your job, in your family life, and all of these things really make the bigger picture. You know, it's a big patchwork or quilt of all of the things in your life that put it all together. And I believe that when we feel strong, not only in our body, meaning we feel strong in our workouts, we feel strong, you know, in our digestion and just the way our overall health is. And if we feel strong in our spirit, taking into account, you know, these deep energetic systems that we have in the body that, you know, I talk about a lot with my clients, we have a combination of all those things. I feel that that's when true health comes about. And at that point, when you're in line with yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, you know, anything is possible, you know. And so I kind of take that approach, and it's great because I find that a lot of people are starting to see that it's not just their workouts, it's not just diet. There's a missing piece that that people are looking for, and it's this other aspect of being in line with yourself on a deeper emotional and spiritual level that I find really makes a difference.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's totally awesome. And, you know, you have such a unique holistic approach to health and total wellness of your body. So
Thank you. Can
you just explain, like, a little bit about why healing and energy is so important on the journey to optimal health?
Yeah, it's a good question, you know, and a lot of times what happens is these ideas of how your emotions affect your body or how your thoughts affect your body don't get a lot of attention because you can't really measure it. It's not really tangible. It's not like, you know, you can go to the gym and do a squat and you can measure your reps and you can measure your sets and how much weight you're pushing or pulling. But when it comes to making improvements in your emotional and spiritual body, you can't really measure those things. You know, there's no tachometer or gauge that tells you how far along you've come. So a lot of times I find that those assets or aspects of our health get totally ignored. And one area that I'm particularly interested and very passionate about is this deep energetic system that we have in our bodies. And you might know it as the chakra system. Excuse me. And it's a very ancient form of healing and of identifying energy zones in the body, you know, that date back 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago. And this was the way we healed ourselves and was the way we diagnosed ourselves with illnesses before we had, you know, microscopes and X-rays and MRIs and that sort of stuff. So I think it's really fascinating that these ancient ideas and these ancient wisdom about the body can have a lot of correlation to sickness and disease that we have now. And so I feel it's important to understand these parts of your body because it is a part of your body. And the only way to really heal and to reach optimal health is to know what's going on the inside. And it's great that fitness and the fitness industry really does a great job of kind of getting our physical body in shape. But there are also these other things that are going on underneath the surface that can either hinder or help your physical body or your physique. And once I started looking at these ideas deeper, seeing how they correlated to my life and my health, and I had a lot of success healing my body and my digestive issues. And I talk about this on my blog about a period in my life where I was just, you know, not in a good place, and you know, was going through a pretty difficult breakup and just really confused about a lot of things in my life, and it took a big toll on my body. because of all the stress that I was internalizing. And as I tried to heal my body, I was doing all the nutrition and all the workouts that I thought I was supposed to be doing, but I still wasn't getting any results. I still wasn't getting better. And when I started to look deeper and I started to ask myself really tough questions, and as I started to learn about energy healing and the chakra system, I started to see correlations between these ideas and what was happening to my physical body. And so I took these ideas and I worked with them within myself. I got a lot of success, and I say the energy healing aspect of my journey was the one thing that really made a difference. And so I saw how well it worked for me, and I said, well, hey, this information is not well known. You know, I really want to get it out there to people. And that's when I started incorporating these ideas and energy healing ideas with clients. And in my programs, my training clients, my nutrition clients, and it just made a huge difference because it was that missing piece that most people are lacking in their programs, you know. And so for me, it's a very, very important part of not only my journey, but also in my coaching and how I present these ideas to clients. It's a very, very powerful, very, very powerful set of ideas, and if you can be open-minded to them and start to see the correlations, they can make a huge, huge difference to how your body looks and feels.
That's awesome. I mean, it sounds like it's, like you said, the missing piece of the puzzle. That, you know, not only is it physical, but the food and the energy as well. So this,
yeah,
this is really cool.
No, it is. You know, and that's the thing. A lot of times we kind of downplay the effects of what our of how our emotions and thoughts can actually affect our physical body, how we look, our digestive system, how that works, our stress and our anxiety, and you know, our emotions. You know, they stem from our brain and our thoughts, and obviously our brain controls every facet of our body, all the chemical reactions, our hormonal reactions, and so you know, certain feelings and emotions can literally elicit certain changes in the body. You know, if you're angry, your body is going to tense up and you're going to be, your muscles will respond to that anger because it's a survival response. When you're happy, you feel relaxed. You know, your muscles are a lot more or a lot less tense. So even just taking those really simple concepts and applying to it, if you're always angry, imagine what that does to just muscle tension, you know, and that's going to make it harder for you to lift weights. It's going to make it harder for you to loosen up your hip flexors to do a deadlift, you know. If you're always anxious, you know, your adrenaline and your cortisol levels are always high, which is going to make it harder for you to regulate your blood sugar. So there's a lot of biochemistry that happens with changes in emotions, and when we can understand this on a much deeper level, it just makes everything else that we do on the outside more effective.
That's awesome. And I feel like, you know, everyone's stressed these days and always looking for more energy. So, you know, what are the top three tips that you have for increasing energy?
Oh, top three tips.
I know,
see.
It's a tough one.
It's only three. Well, the first one that comes to mind is probably going to be a real, you know, well, duh, is sleep. Sleep is, I can't stress how important sleep is. And whenever I'm working with a client or even myself and I'm trying to change my body composition or get a little bit leaner, one of the first things that I'll do is make sure I'm getting to bed on time, make sure I'm getting enough sleep. So I say sleep is one of my top tips for increasing energy.
How many hours sleep do you think is good?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I find that it depends. For me personally, I function, I do best with at least 8 hours of sleep. That is me. I know,
yeah,
that.
Likewise.
Yeah, you
maybe,
know.
Maybe it's a girl thing.
What's that? Maybe it's a girl thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some people who are okay with 6 hours of sleep. The biggest thing that I find, regardless of what or how many hours of sleep you get, it's actually when you go to sleep. And I find that even if I were to go to bed at midnight and got 8 hours of sleep, I don't feel as well as if I went to bed at 10:30 and got 8 hours of sleep and woke up earlier. Because your body's circadian rhythm, which is a natural built-in clock that tells your hormones when to change for night, kicks in about 10 to 11 p.m. at night. And if you're staying up past that, your body gets a little bit confused and your hormones aren't optimized as well to get the deepest sleep that you can get and to actually heal your body. So I would say it has more to do with the time that you go to bed as opposed to really how much you get. Obviously, getting enough sleep, the actual amount that you get, is important. But I would say it's even more important to get to bed, say, at 10:30 and get 8 hours than to go to bed at 12:30 and get 8 hours. I would say that's
That sounds good.
Yeah, so that would be the first tip. Second tip, obviously, would be food. I say the highest quality food that you can get, the better, meaning obviously organic, local if you can, grass-fed beef, pasture-raised chicken and eggs. The higher quality the food, the better vitamin and nutrient count that you'll have, meaning that it's just an organic apple is going to have more vitamins and minerals in it than, say, a non-organic apple. And so by getting these higher quality foods, it just supplies your body more with more energy and more nutrients. So obviously that would be my second tip. Third tip for more energy, I would say, honestly, being passionate about life or having some sort of play or fun or excitement in your life. And that may not be as, you know, as sexy as the other tricks and tips that you can get, you know, when it comes to increasing energy, you know, but I find that when you're excited about something in life, when you have time for play in your life, you're going to naturally get energy from that. I can't remember a time where I was excited about something, really excited about something, and I didn't feel like I had energy. And I find that people who have these parts in their life where they have something that they are passionate about or they have something that they consider play or fun or just have something that they really enjoy not only tend to be happier people, but they also tend to be healthier people. And I really, really believe that having this playtime or passion, something in your life that really just kind of tickles your fancy, is a missing component to health. You know, it's not just about the fitness and the nutrition. If you're hating the gym and the workout that you go to and you hate the food that you eat, I mean, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So I find that even, you know, when life throws you curveballs, and things may not be going exactly the way you want it to, if you have this one thing or these hobbies or this one thing that you do that you just love and you feel like you're playing and it's exciting you, it'll help carry you through those kind of crappier times or those times, you know, that you hit road bumps or that when life throws you curveballs. I think that is huge for not only health, but also just for increasing energy.
Cool. These are great tips, all three. And hey, like you said, they may not be like super sexy.
Yeah, they're not.
Like an
know?
Advertisement, but they're the simple things. And people forget that five-hour energy is not necessarily where you're going to get the best energy from in the long run.
Right. So why would I want 5-hour energy when I can have 24-hour energy, you know?
Exactly.
Doing
it's free.
And it's free, exactly. You know, it's funny because I'm doing a program right now with a friend of mine, Liz D'Alto, who I'm sure you might know. And we were talking last night to our group, and we did a webinar, and I had a stop in the middle, and I was like, you know what's funny? It's like, as I was making these slides, I was thinking to myself how simple these ideas are. And I think that we try to make things more complicated than what they are. But when you really break it down to it, all you got to do is go to bed, eat good food,
yeah,
move your body, and just be passionate about something. Play, you know? And it's really, if you boil it down, like, that's really all it comes down to. But we, you know, we try to find this other, you know, this missing ingredient, or, you know, this workout, or this, you know, antioxidant. And it's, you know what, it doesn't have to be that complicated. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And people then get stressed about not knowing the secrets or the ingredients.
Exactly. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it well enough? Uh-huh. Am I doing it good enough? And it's, yeah.
Vicious cycle.
It is a vicious cycle, absolutely.
So let's just change direction a little bit here.
Sure.
I just want to talk to you about it was more of a post I saw that you wrote recently, but it was about women and why it's so important for women to focus on being strong for life rather than just for, you know, the next 6 weeks. So
yeah.
I just wanted to ask you a little more about that.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes back to, you know, okay, you asked me earlier, you know, what my training philosophy is, and I said, you know, I believe that when we're strong in our body, in our mind, and in our spirit, that anything is possible in life. And I find that a lot of the motivation for my clients, and most of my clients are women, for wanting to eat better, for wanting to work out and feel stronger, is really so that they can do better in life, so that they can feel great in their jobs, so that they can be there for their families and, you know, be there for their relationships and feel like they can accomplish something or feel like they want to make a difference in this world. And I think that it's just an inherent part of being a woman and just part of our nature that we want to make a difference. We want to help. We are very nurturing by nature, and so that usually means helping other people, which is why I think women make just great coaches, because we have that natural tendency within us. And so as I was working with clients, I realized that, you know, yeah, my clients wanted to lose weight. Yeah, they wanted to have more energy, but why? Why did they want to have those things? And as I started to really dig deeper, I found that it was because they just wanted to show up for life. They wanted to feel like they could go hiking with their kids. They want to feel like they could, you know, do great in their jobs, run their businesses, help their clients. So really all of these reasons for you know, whether it was weight loss or working out, was just to feel strong in their bodies. And, you know, and kind of going back to my umbrella philosophy of being strong in your mind, your body, and your spirit, all of that encompasses being strong for life, because we can work out and we can eat well, but if we aren't in line with who we are as spiritual beings or taking care of or addressing certain emotional things that are going on, those are blocks that can prevent you from really moving forward in life. So I really feel that when you have those things in place, being strong physically, you know, that is working out, eating well, strong in your body, strong in your mind, you know, having goals, and being strong in your spirit, you know, and that's being in touch with who you are and your emotions, I think that is really what creates a much stronger individual. And for women to feel strong means that we can help more people. The stronger that we are in ourselves, the more energy we have, the more compassion and the more patience or even ability to help, the more that we can change the world around us. And I think that is really why it's important for women to focus on strength, so that we can really use our natural abilities of helping and nurturing to make a difference in the world.
Yeah, well, I think that's just such a powerful message. It was just like all power, this message. It was just,
yeah,
you know, in a nutshell, what it's all about for training.
It is, you know, and I think too, the world and the energy and the consciousness on our planet is shifting. And you know, that's what the whole idea was with the, you know, Mayan calendar and, oh, my God, it's the end of the world and all this stuff. And, you know, the idea isn't that it was the end of the world, but it was the end of a way of living and the start of a new consciousness, a new way of interacting with ourselves or interacting with humanity and the world around us. And a lot of that is going to come from women really – I don't want to come off as sounding like a kind of woo-woo kind of crazy person here, but the whole idea is that women are really starting to step in more into their calling and their power. So a lot of that means you're going to find more women in leadership roles. You're going to find more women running businesses. And you can see it online. You know, I don't know where I read this from, but there was some report that I saw that women tend to do better on social media because they know how to connect better with other people. And so I think all of these things are starting to change. You know, you can see it in our government and even in politics. And so I think that women are really starting to be the change makers in the world. We're going to see a lot more leaders in health and science and politics, and that's going to make a huge difference. And I think it's even more important as women now that we take care of ourselves and we do the things that are going to keep us strong, because I really think the world is going to depend on it. If you want to break it down, the world is going to depend, and humanity is going to depend on the strength of women and how we can really make a difference. So that's kind of my take on it, and it's a cool time to be living in right now to feel that. To feel these changes and to feel that this shift is happening, and we have the internet and we can connect with people and we can really make a difference. That to me is very, very powerful, and why it's important for us ladies to really just, you know, help each other out.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's just really exciting. I think this is what it will come down to. It's an exciting time, a big opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So going from there, you know, what's in store for your future, and where is things heading with your work and
yeah.
reaching out and networking?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, being in training and fitness, it led me to the path that I'm on now. So my passion and my interest in energy healing and teaching people these concepts of the chakras and these, I guess, more esoteric ideas really started from training, because as I started to learn and study the body, you know, you read one book, it leads to another. So fitness will always be a part of my life. I love training clients, love teaching classes. But for me, there's also a big part of me that wants to teach people these ideas on a bigger level, on a bigger scale, where, yeah, you can work out, do your deadlift, do your CrossFit and all your training, but I also want to teach you these other ideas that can make a difference in your program. And so whether that means teaching other fitness professionals how to use these ideas, not only with themselves but with other clients, I kind of along the path of what Liz and I are doing in our complete body program, which we're really talking about all these concepts and ideas, because that's really where my heart is lying, is getting people to really see themselves on a deeper level, how emotions and thoughts and feelings can make a difference in their body. And so somehow tying in these ideas of energy healing in the fitness industry is kind of where I'd like to go. Not sure what that's going to look like, but I figured if I just keep going in that direction, it will eventually take me somewhere. So,
hey, I think when you have passion and you have ideas and you have good energy, which you do,
mm-hmm.
it all comes together, and it's the missing piece in the puzzle that, you know, with all the added pressures and stress of life living
yeah.
today, and it's definitely something that everyone needs to pay attention to.
I agree. And it's cool because more people are open to the ideas. Even 5 years ago when I first started studying these concepts, there wasn't a lot of people who were open to that or who were even giving it the time of day. You know, there were a few, there were a handful. But I'm finding now, even within the last 2 years, more and more people are open to the ideas, more and more people are curious and they want to know about it. So it's really cool to see that happen. And I'd like to be one of the pioneers and one of the leaders in getting the fitness industry more open to these ideas, because I've seen firsthand how much it can make a difference, make a difference in our health. And really, that's why we're trainers, to help people get healthier.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So, Listen, this has been totally awesome to chat with you today. I love your energy, and I love all of your great ideas and the great perspective you've brought. Just before we head off, though, how about you just give us your email, or I'm sorry, your website, and how people can contact you and get more info from you.
Yeah, sure. So if anyone listening wants to get in touch with me, you can check out my website. It's serenabernal.com, S-I-R-E-N-A-B-E-R-N-A-L, and I have a contact link on there, but my email address would be serena@serenabernal.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. I am always on Facebook. It's a great way to connect and reach out. If you're interested in working with me, I'm doing an online nutrition challenge coming up at the end of April. You can find the information on my website, too. And, stay in touch, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and all that sort of stuff. I can give you the links for that, too, so that you can post at the bottom of your blog if you're putting this on your blog.
Perfect. That would be wonderful. So we'll post the link so you can get more information. But thanks again so much for being on board today. It's been really great to chat with you, Serena.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Sure. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much. It was great to have you on board today. Looking forward to bringing you some more awesome info next time we chat. So have an awesome day and take care.
Thanks, Kate.